guys want to come on, join the Zoom. I just posted this morning the link so you can join the Zoom if you want to join with us. I see you guys on the chat, and I'm going to be chatting with you there. But I'd really love to hear your voices and see your beautiful faces. And thank you, Tammy, for joining with me. And so we'll just, if no one else comes in, we'll just do it ourselves, and I'll try to manage both. So we are doing our study on the end times study guide. Okay, I hope you guys have done your homework. We're on chapter 3. This is about Christ the Victor. And you might think, oh, I know everything. This one is not, it doesn't have as many of the big clues that you might think of in some of the other chapters. But I think it's going to help us get a really good big picture. I want to make sure that everything's good. Give me the thumbs up over there on the chat if everything's good. But I want to make sure that you guys get a very big picture of, you know, what is the Lord doing with humanity? What is his whole role? What is his whole purpose in this whole thing? And so this is really what is so important about this chapter, because when you see his whole plan, you know, what he has laid out for us, what his plan is to be the king of the world, it really keeps you in full peace and comfort. Right, Miss Tammy? Oh, she's got your mic off. You got your mic off now. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm not seeing you on the live.
Okay. I see it. I see me. I see it.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you, that's weird. But anyway, everybody give me a thumbs up. Hey, Miss Jacobs, you should join with us. JR100, come on, you guys, come on, join up with us over on the Zoom. All right, but let's go ahead. I'll go ahead and start sharing the screen. And we can add in people at any point. So this is, for those of you who are new, who don't know about what we do, this is the Freedom Force Battalion. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. All of my information is over on freedomforce.live. I have over 1,000 videos over there. I've been posting for 7 years or more, whatever, 2018. And so this is all about how this is biblical. And we look at, you know, everything that's going on in the current events in the light of God's word, because this is such great, great news for us. So check it out. And these are the videos that we just have recently been doing. This is this was number 2 last week. Maybe I can make it a little bit bigger. But this was number 2, and that was the outline of the entire book of Revelation. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did, because I think that that is very helpful to, putting it all, congealing the whole book down. We're, you know, kind of looking at the forest rather than the trees. Okay, so let me see. I did something weird to my screen. Hang on real quick. There you go. Now I see it back. All right. So I hope you guys give me a thumbs up if you like that last week. That's terrific. All right. So this week, if you already have the book, if you don't, you can go on Amazon and get that the study guide. There's the answer key right there. And the study guide is actually, if you type in end times and 1,000 years of peace for beginners. Okay, don't ask me why they made me name it that. But anyway, that's what I had to name it to get it to work. Okay, so hopefully you guys have done your homework. Did everybody do their homework? Thank you, TR. That's you, Tammy. TRDB. Okay, there's thumbs up. All right, here is chapter 3, you guys, that Jesus Christ is the victor. We actually had our small group last night, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, what our Lord Jesus, you know, did as far as sending us on the Great Commission, and that he has been given a name that is above every name. He says, all authority has been given to me. It's pretty amazing. It's like, okay, and I want you to think with me. Imagine before Christ came on the scene, before he took on human flesh, he is the eternal Son of God. He has it all, you know, you think he has all authority, right? But the reality was Satan had taken over the earth. Satan dwelled on the earth and was running roughshod over everybody all over the world. He was, you know, everybody was in his kingdom. It was basically Satan's kingdom. And if you remember this wonderful verse, maybe someone else can quote it, maybe Tammy if you know it, but there's a verse that says that he has translated us or transferred us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Right? We've been translated from this evil kingdom into the kingdom of Christ. And so if you think of the world as advancing, 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 year after year after year after year, to take the kingdom by force. That's really why we're called the Freedom Force Battalion, the Freedom Force, because we are taking the kingdom by force. And what is so great for us is that we're living in this day of, it's the end of it. It's the end of the evil being, you know, run all over the world. And we're about to, we're basically the mop-up operation to scoop up the last few Satan worshipers and cast them out. Most people have decided they don't want to participate in that because they realize it's just, it's awful. All the, you know, Satan worship is not the fun thing that they, you know, made it out to be. And this is why, if you remember with Noah, everybody was doing all this, the Satan worship. This, they were all, except for Noah and his family, eight people. And so the Lord had to start over. And then, you, of course, Satan rules this kingdom of the earth. And so they even after the flood, he started getting more people to follow him. But then, of course, our Lord Jesus came on the scene. He was born the king, but he said, I've been given all authority. And now go into all the world and preach the gospel. Matthew 28:20. Go into all the world and baptize them. If, in other words, you know, you think of baptism as it where you begin to now, instead of surrendering yourself, giving yourself over to the kingdom of darkness, now you give yourself over to the kingdom of light and to walk in his ways. So the great thing is, in most people would never even think. They think you're crazy when you talk about that. You want to, that there are people who literally do this. They're like, they record, they're like, no way. Even one of the ladies in our group was like, I just don't like to think about that. I like to live in my little bubble, you know, and they know that this is just hard for us to even grapple with. Anyway, we now know that this is what's been going on, but we're the mop-up operation to get them out. All right, so let's get started on that Jesus has been given this name. He is the victor because of why? It says because he laid down his life, because he humbled himself and became obedient to death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2, he's been given this name above every name, that at his name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. I cannot wait for that. I can't wait for that. All right, so everything good over there? Y'all are good? Anybody have any questions before we get started? If you have any questions, or you can ask them along the way, and Songbird, if I miss them, then you, you're saying I'm breaking up? Maybe it's your, is anybody else hearing that? I think that everybody else is fine. Maybe it's your microphone, your speakers. Sorry. Maybe it's your speakers. All right. So, all right. Now, so what I want you to do is, join with me on, let's pray before we get started and ask the Lord to guide us. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are the victor over all the world. And that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you're the Lord and you're going to rule this kingdom. You are the king of this wonderful kingdom, and we're taking this kingdom by force. And the evildoers will be cast out and no longer to rule this earth. Thank you so much, Lord, that the meek will inherit the earth. There's no doubt about it. We are so thankful. Guide us as we study. Help us to really understand the truth that you have in your word for us, and to have a real good understanding of where you're going in the book of Revelation, so that we lay this groundwork so that as we study the book of Revelation, we really understand your hope, your purpose that you have outlined for us. We thank you and we praise you and bless us as we go through this study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So awesome. I'm so glad that we are here. Okay. Thank you, Jaylif. Thank you so much. Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much. We are good to go. That he is the victor. He is the one who's victorious. All right. The first verse, maybe Tammy, you can help me to read some of these verses. The first one, let's go through, and because he's the victor, we are on his team. We're on his side. So we are the champions along with him. We are the champions. All right. So, Tammy, you want to read Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7.
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Okay. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, ever, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Amen.
And
Amen. Amen.
amen.
Anybody
Do
have
we
any?
have the
Go
first
ahead.
question?
Yes. So what does Isaiah 9 tell us about Christ and his kingdom? So I'll go ahead and just shout about that one. That he's, and you guys can shout in the chat if you had any thoughts on that or questions on that. But basically, there's no doubt he is going, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. There is no doubt that we are on the winning side. And, I know people are like, okay, well, I know he's going to win, but when is that going to be? Well, that's where I go into more about that this is the sign of the Son of Man, that he told us that when you see this sign, they'll be in great panic because they know that we're going to remove them from the earth. And so that's what it helps you know this is the day of our great victory. And so there's no doubt about it. To establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever. How awesome is that, you guys? This is so exciting that we are going to have this kingdom. We're going to enter into this kingdom on earth. And I really do think, of course, President Trump is the anointed one, and he says it's going to go quickly. It's going to happen quickly. So, and we all have experienced that when you've got someone in a room where they're causing all this mayhem and everybody else is just wanting to have a happy day. And then that one person is removed, or two people, the ones who want to cause all the mayhem, they're out. Everybody else is like, okay, yay, we can enjoy our lives. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to, in every area, peace will settle over every area, finances, health, all of that. All right. So anybody else have? Yes, his kingdom will and rule will never end. Very, very exciting. This is not just a 4-year election. This is not, this is something different is happening. Everything will have to be rethought of the way that we do everything. And so it's going to be wonderful. No more wars, no more chronic illness. It's all being rolled out. No more taxes. It's being rolled out right before our very eyes if we just have the eyes to see it. All right. So that kingdom will go forever. Thank you so much, Koala Bear. Yes, he will rule with justice. Yes, praise the Lord. He will rule with justice on this earth. All right. So the next one, this passage is part of the book of Revelation in the New Testament and describes John's vision of a scroll with seven seals. Imagine a scroll, right? And it's got seven like pieces of wax, keeping it closed, okay, sealed up. Seven seals that no one is able to open except for the Lord Jesus Christ. Clearly, this passage refers to Jesus' role as the only one who can reveal God's plan and save humanity. Okay, so we're talking about this is about revealing the plan, first of all. What does this passage tell us about the desperate, desperate state of humanity? Okay, so Miss Tammy, would you read for us this
I
passage right
will.
here, chapter 5, verses 1 through 4?
Yes. Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne, a scroll written on both sides and sealed shut with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals on this scroll and open it?" But no one in heaven or on earth or beneath the earth was able to open the scroll and read its messages. Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it.
Right. So why is he crying? Why is he crying bitter, bitter tears because no one can open this scroll? Because he knows the desperate, desperate state of humanity. If there's not a savior, if there's not someone who can come and reveal this and eradicate this evil from the earth, then humanity is done for. As we saw very clearly with the Noah flood, they had taken over everybody. Everybody had joined in league. And you know how hard it is when everybody's doing something, it's hard not, it's hard to stand against it. But they had all taken over the earth except for eight people, Noah and his family of eight people, right? And so John knows that this would be curtains for humanity, right? And so thank the Lord we have. And the great thing is that our Lord Jesus is the savior of all humanity, even the people who don't know about him or even believe in him. He's the savior of the ignorant and the fool too. Praise the Lord, because we've all been in that situation. We're all in one sense, have been foolish about many, many things. All right, number three. So, okay, yeah, so if you guys have any questions, okay, yeah. Renew Boy, we are all sinners and unworthy of what God has done for us. Praise Jesus. He loved us when we were unlovable and sent his son to die. He came for us to die for us and save us from depravity. Yes, we've been translated. Think of that every day, just that you were in this kingdom of darkness and now you've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. It's amazing. And imagine the entire earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Imagine everyone. It says you won't have to say know the Lord because they will all know him from the least to the greatest. Can you imagine? It's going to be awesome. All right. So, so the next one, number three. This verse is part of a larger passage that describes a vision of John in which he sees a scroll sealed with seven seals. No one in heaven or on earth was found worthy to open the scroll until Jesus Christ appears as the Lamb of God who was slain and resurrected. He takes the scroll from the right hand of God and begins to open its seals. The passage quoted is part of a song of praise that is sung by every creature in heaven and on earth to honor the Lord Jesus Christ for his sacrifice and redemption. What does Revelation 5 tell us of the hope that is found in our Lord Jesus? Go ahead, Miss Tammy.
The one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the mighty Lion of Judah's tribe, the Root of David, he has conquered. He is worthy, the worthy one who can open the scroll and its seven seals."
Amen.
Jesus is worthy. He is the one.
He can do it. He can do it. As I was saying before, you can write this down, you guys, or maybe Songbird, you can type this in the chat. Philippians chapter 2, the early part of Philippians chapter 2, it says, because of what he did on the cross, he's been given this name that is above every name, that every knee will bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth. And every tongue will confess that he is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Okay, so that's actually Philippians 2, whatever, I think verse 10. Imagine this. Think with me here, you guys. You've got Jesus is in heaven. He could have stayed there. and said, "So too bad for you on earth because Satan is ruling this kingdom and he's running things and it's just too bad, too sad." It would have been the end of it, right? He didn't have to come to earth, but it says he humbled himself and took on human flesh and became obedient to even to death on the cross. So he was willing to do that. And this whole passage is talking about, you know, if there's any consolation in Christ, have that same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, that he was willing to leave that and come all the way to earth to rescue us. So this is what we do, everybody. Thank you, Songbird. That is our role, is to rescue people, is to help people as much as we can. Some people are like, "I don't want to be rescued." Literally, the woman came out this week saying, "I don't want Trump to protect me." I'm like, "Oh my goodness." They are so brainwashed. Anyway, you know, that he didn't have to do it, but he did. And that's what we are doing, trying to help save the children, taking risks. That's what we're doing. That's why you're part of the Freedom Force Battalion, because and part of this movement, because you have this heart that is the same heart of Christ to help save humanity. So I'm so proud of you, and Jesus is too. He's very proud of everyone here, and how hard you have fought. He sees everything that you have done. He sees everything you've done. All right, so the passage is quoted as a part of this song of praise for our Lord Jesus. He is worthy. Remember the song? He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Only he can do it. So no need to cry. Stop your crying. All right, so this is a name that you might not be familiar with. Who is Shiloh? And what is his role, Shiloh? All right, so go ahead, Tammy. This is from the Amplified Classic Version.
Okay. Judah, a lion's cub, with the prey, my son, you have gone high up the mountain. He stooped down, he crouched like a lion, and like a lion, who dares to rouse him? The scepter of royalty shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes to whom it belongs, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples.
I love that. Woo-hoo! So who is Shiloh?
Mm-hmm.
Go
One of
ahead.
Christ's names.
Yes, that's one of his
Yay.
names, one of his names. And his specific role, Shiloh, because Jesus has many roles. His role as Shiloh is to be the king.
Righteous
The
King.
king. Exactly. Exactly. The one who will come. And one of the first parts of the book, I talk about that every world religion is waiting on a Messiah. They all have, many of them have Abrahamic roots, okay? And so they've all been hijacked in one's way to really cause division, okay? And to say, okay, you guys are, gonna get the Muslims fighting against the Christians and the Hindus fighting, everybody fighting against each other. But they, if you really boil them all down, they are all waiting. Everyone's waiting on a Messiah. They might call him something different. They might not, there's various understandings and misunderstandings, but we're all waiting on a Messiah to come to save us, so we don't have to cry. Yes, and so he's got this scepter. So would you read that next little passage right there, Miss Tammy? This passage right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are
This one.
you, did you? I
Would
couldn't
you
hear you.
please read that
Sure.
right there.
Okay, the passage is part of Jacob's blessing to his sons before he died. He prophesied that Judah would be like a lion and that his descendants would rule over Israel. The scepter and ruler's staff refer to the symbols of authority and power that were used by kings in ancient times. The prophecy also speaks of the coming of Shiloh, who is believed by many to be a reference to Jesus Christ.
Yes. So Jacob was giving his blessings to every one of his children. And they're very, very important blessings because it identifies, their strengths and their weaknesses and in their role. And it really goes to, like, for example, here it says, Judah is a lion's cub. The lion of the tribe of Judah. You know that the Leo in the heavens, the constellation Leo, represents the tribe of Judah. So each one of the major constellations is represents one of the 12 tribes of Jacob. All right, so or 12 tribes of Israel. Anyway, so he's giving Judah this blessing, and his blessing specifically was that he would be the ruler. He would have the scepter. He would have the authority and the power. And so Shiloh is the king of Judah. Of course, our Lord Jesus is the king he's the king of this the kingdom of the kingdom. All right, anyway, so the prophecy also speaks of anyway, the coming of Shiloh. All right, so right here it says, until Shiloh comes to whom it belongs. Until Shiloh comes. And I want you guys to think about that specifically, that he is that Shiloh, what is who is this? What how will you recognize Shiloh? Because he will have this scepter. He will rule. He will rule with justice and peace and righteousness all throughout this world. All right, so that's the beautiful thing that it's the blessing, but it's also the sure promise that this will happen. Now, if you remember, in many of the tribes of Judah moved to, and I've talked about this in the series on the lost tribes of Israel, they moved to the British Isles, what we call the British Isles now. And so if you notice on their crest, what do they have? A lion, right? And so they recognize that this is their heritage. Now, of course, we know that the kingdom was usurped. It was usurped by, King George and all these other ones before. And William Wallace tried to stop it, but they were not successful. But this was part of God's plan because as he told in the very first chapter of the book of Jeremiah that he would transplant the kingdom. He transplanted it first from the Middle East, now to the British Isles, and then I believe to America. This is our destiny. We are the tribe of Manasseh. And I'm not going to get off on the whole thing about Israel, but the tribes of Israel. But it's really an amazing blessing that we have as this this that we have this scepter. Anyway, very interesting. Well, I better not get into that. I'm going to get off in the whole nother subject. Better be very careful and I stay on track. I love that subject, though. If you haven't seen my series on the Lost Tribes of Israel, go and check it out because it's really, really encouraging because we are Israel. We are the Israelites. If you have the same faith as Abraham, you are an Israelite. You are the true Israel. All right. Go ahead and read number 5 for us, please, Miss Tammy.
I will. These passages are part of the prophecy of Isaiah about the suffering servant who would come to save us. Of course, this is a prophecy about our Lord Jesus. What was Christ's role in his first advent?
I'm sorry, hold on real quick. Somebody had a question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Oh, sorry. If I don't do it now, then this chat will leave the screen. Jaylif says, Shiloh is not in my Bible. Yes. If you notice what I did before, Jaylif, I put on there that this is in the Amplified Classic Version. And that's where sometimes they've tweaked things and maybe simplified things, and they've taken out words that maybe people wouldn't necessarily recognize the name Shiloh. So this is that's why I'd use the Amplified Classic Version, because it's important that we know that name Shiloh until Shiloh comes. It might say, actually, you know what? I have it up here on my Bible. BibleGateway.com. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from his descendants, until the coming of the one to whom it belongs, the one whom the nations will honor. Okay, so you'll see it doesn't give the name right there, right? But if you click on this little B right here, you'll see it says until Shiloh comes. Okay, so and traditionally rendered until Shiloh comes. So yeah, that's part of the problem. That's why it's really important for us to compare this version to that version, because sometimes they have made some tweaks in it, but the tweaks they thought were not that important, but they are. It was important not to have that removed, but they, you know, what they did. All right, so yeah, and I love the NLT. I really appreciate the NLT because it makes things really, really clear. But sometimes they've taken out some things that I wish they hadn't. All right, that's one very good case. I hope that helps. Let me see if screen froze. Let's see. Shiloh. Yeah, it's interesting that they have used that. Very good point, Koala Bear, that the celebrities, Angelina Jolie has used the name Shiloh, because they understand the significance of that name more than we do. And they want to be the ruler, have the scepter. Yeah, they want to have that scepter. But only our Lord Jesus has that scepter. Only he has that scepter. I mean, he's proving it right now because he has clearly awakened us. There's no doubt about it. And so that's why they're freaking out, because they don't want him to do that. All right, so I'm sorry. Keep going on. This passage where it's talking about what is Christ's role in his first advent. Okay, so we're talking about the first one, and then we're going to talk about the second one. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to read Revelations 5:6. Then I saw a young lamb standing before the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the 24 elders. He appeared to have been slaughtered, but was now alive. He had 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into the earth. Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and harshly mistreated, and still he humbly submitted, refusing to defend himself. He was led like a gentle lamb to be slaughtered, like a silent sheep before his shearers. He didn't even open his mouth.
That's right. That's right. That was his first advent. Not his second, but his first one, right? So so what are the things that stand out to you about his first advent, how he would be treated?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, because there's nobody else in
he
here.
He treated terribly. Yeah. He was right. Mocked and abused, and he was... and he stood and took it humbly, quietly.
Amen.
Taking the sins of all the people.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I'm just trying to get it where I don't have to look over my name. All right. So yeah, he did. That was his, and he knew that was his first role. Now, if you guys have read the book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, that's the other one where I go into Habakkuk and Zephaniah and all these minor prophets of, you know, and how they explained what we're experiencing now. I can understand how they were really expecting when the Lord Jesus would appear that he was going to cast out the Romans. Basically, mm-hmm. we're still fighting the Romans, right? Mm-hmm. This group is basically the same as the Romans. This is the, you know, satanic, whatever, demon worshippers. They expected him to do that on his first advent, but that was not his role on the first advent. It's tough, but when, you know, if they had looked at, you know, I understand how you feel because everybody's just wanting to get these bad guys, you know, defeated. But if you looked at Isaiah 53, they would have known that he was going to be oppressed and harshly treated. But he humbly submitted. And he didn't even defend himself, led to a gentle lamb to be slaughtered. And I understand, I mean, I can see how I could easily go, okay, well, that's symbolic language of him suffering, but then he's going to, you know, kick them out. So anyway, it was a tough thing for our forefathers, the disciples, to accept that he was going to go to the cross. Even to the last minute, he told them, he says, you don't understand what I'm about to do, you know, and they just were not prepared. Even to the point that night that he went to the, you know, he was arrested, they were shocked. They were shocked, you know, and so, you know, it was a tough, tough thing. But then they began to realize the bigger picture when he gave them the commandment to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to bring people in from all over the world. Now we know that we've completed that mission. The church has completed this mission. And now it is time to cast out the evildoers. Praise the Lord. We are getting to live in this amazing day. All right. So his first advent, we know about that. This is the part of the Gospel of John, number 6. Oh yes. Thank you so much. I think someone had said to give me a thumbs up so we can get this out there so everybody can see our video and join with us on how this is biblical. So thank you guys for joining with me and also for hitting that like. And don't forget when you to hit the bell so that you'll know whenever I'm setting up a live stream, then you'll be notified. All right, so this is the part of the Gospel of John and describes John the Baptist's testimony about our Lord Jesus. Who did John recognize Jesus to be? Go ahead, Tammy.
The very next day, John saw Jesus coming to him to be baptized, and John cried out, "Look, there he is, God's Lamb. He takes away the sin of the entire world."
Right. So he knew that he was going to be, he was not coming on as a lion. On the first advent, he was coming as a lamb. He recognized. John even knew this. So, you know, if they'd been listening, if they'd been listening like John was, they would have known that he was coming as a lamb to take on. And a lamb is a very important name. The lambs were sacrificed and their blood was put on the doorpost every springtime, every Passover. So when he's saying lamb, it's very, you know, pregnant phrase. Like, that has a lot of meaning to it. They realize he's the one who's going to pay the sin price. How is he going to take away the sin of the world? By being the sacrifice. So John knew that. He's prophesying. All right. Soak in Revelation 5, 7 through 10. So this is about our purpose on earth. That we have, you know, Christ has redeemed us. He has bought us. Literally, he didn't pay with money. The Bible says he, not with silver or gold has he redeemed us, but with the precious blood of Christ. He bought us from out of the kingdom of darkness. Okay, think of this evil kingdom. We had to pay for us. And how did he pay? With his own blood. And so what now, since we've been translated into his kingdom, what do we do? Well, now what do we do? All right, so go ahead, Tammy.
He came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. And when he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp and gold bowls filled with sweet, fragrant incense, which are the prayers of God's holy ones. And they were all singing this new song of praise to the Lamb. Because you were slaughtered for us, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals. Your blood was the price paid to redeem us. You purchased us to bring us to God out of every tribe, language, people group, and nation. You have chosen us to serve our God and formed us into a kingdom of priests who reign on the earth.
Amen. Amen. So our purpose right there, it's very clear, to be a kingdom of priests who reign on the earth. Interesting. It's the kingdom and priests together. Okay. Normally, you'd have them separated. You'd have the priests and the kingdom and the kings. You know, as in we talked about this in Revelation 11, you've got the two pillars, you've got the church and the state. But in this case, they're combined. How cool is that? We're a kingdom of priests. So the significance of that, in my opinion, is that it's not just someone who's secular. You don't have a secular group who's leading the country, and then the religious group that's leading the Christians, whatever, the believers in God. It's all come under the authority of Christ. Everything will come under the authority of Christ. When it says every knee will bow, it's not just the people, but as the people submit to Christ, that means the medicine will submit to Christ. The financial systems will submit to Christ. The food will submit to Christ. I mean, everything will come under his authority. Hop diggity. How about that, you guys? How awesome is that? Yes. Hello to Ranger 3006 and your 91-year-old mother. I'm so happy that you're here. Yes, exactly. Yes, ma'am. You are right. I'm so glad that you're here because the ones who've been old timers know this was taught in the churches before, and the churches will get back to where they were before. The churches were strong; they knew the word. And unfortunately, the churches have been so hijacked that they can't speak the truth anymore. The 501c3 and all that has really made it where it's so tough. And President Trump just talked about that last week. I think they're going to have the churches where you can hear from the preachers and they won't be hamstrung and muffled. So yes, thank you. I'm so glad you are here. Welcome. Yes, as Christ as the King. Hey, Coast Rider, yes, the theocracy with Christ as King. That's what they don't want. They don't mind having the church over here. Y'all go over and have your little worship service and whatever, and then we're going to run the government. They don't mind that. Keep it all separate. Keep the two columns separate. Don't even get them close to each other. The separation of church and state. That's very Masonic, right? That's the two columns in the Mason temples. But we're going to have it all combined. It's the combo. It's the hamburger and the fries. Okay. All right. Number eight, this verse is a reminder that through Christ, we have been forgiven of our sins and reconciled to God. With our sins have been erased, and we have been made new in Christ. Jesus has triumphed over the powers and principalities of darkness. He has given us victory over sin and death. How does this truth impact your role on earth? All right, this is Colossians chapter 2. Check it out, Miss Tammy.
He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record, and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and knelt permanently there as a public display of cancellation. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principles of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his.
That's right. Yes. That's awesome. I love it. That's so wonderful. Every legal violation. Think of a traffic ticket. Okay, that you've got a lot of traffic tickets. You got, each one of us had lots and lots and lots of traffic tickets. But he stamped them paid and nailed them to the cross. They were paid right here. You see this blood right here? This blood paid for it. It's done. It's paid for in full. So I want you to always remember that you stand completely forgiven. Your debts are canceled. You're not standing as a sinner. You're standing as forgiven and redeemed. You've been redeemed, okay? Think of yourself that way. Do you hear me? Think of
Yes.
yourself as blameless. Think of yourself as made perfect in his sight. You stand blameless in his sight. Okay? If you have to write that down, put that on your mirror, put that on your steering wheel, put that on your refrigerator, wherever you go the most. maybe the refrigerator, that you can always remember that. You have to stand in that freedom. Thank you, Koala Bear. We can live in freedom, no longer bound to our past sins, no longer condemned, and the evil ones have no power over us. They've been defeated forever. Praise the Lord. When you stand in that position, you have power. Now, if you're bogged down by sin that you have not repented of, number one, or just because of guilt, because you think God's mad at you, then you can't, you have no power to fight the enemy. This is why we stand boldly so we can proclaim the truth, because we stand forgiven, right? Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. So yeah, just make sure that you think of yourself great, P-Tenny, great, blameless, amen. Continue to think of yourselves as who you are. You're a new creation in Christ. And so now your role is to take this kingdom by force. That's why they wanted us to be thinking that God's angry with us and you're in trouble and he's coming to destroy you for some traffic ticket. No, that's not it, but that's what they tried to get us to think, okay? All right, he deleted it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I add to that too?
Yes.
Also, this part where he's leading them around as prisoners.
Yes.
Things are happening now.
Yes.
Just because we're censored in the news and we're not seeing all the things happen, it says, and I can't quote the exact thing, but right up into that moment, to that suddenly, they're going to be given chances to redeem themselves. So we're seeing that play out in some of the arrest and some of the, even with Diddy. I mean, that is such a big thing on them with Epstein. It's going to be a suddenly.
Yes.
So exactly. It's happening. We're censored.
Right. Right. And we're seeing more people and more of this truth come out. Like President Trump keeps talking about all these things. They could not have talked about 4 years ago or seven, right. You know, he said, you know, hey, where Kamala, where are the 325,000 children? Right. All being exposed. And it's becoming common knowledge that they traffic children. They literally sell children. That was not common knowledge before. It was not talked about. He's been, because this is what's so great, you guys, because we have laid that groundwork. We have shared and shared and shared till our fingers have fallen off, right? Poor Tammy. She's the one who helps to post all my stuff in other channels. And so she, I know she knows the listen will not stop, but I'm like, we've got to get this truth out, because we have done that. We've laid that groundwork. It has permeated the psyche of the people. Okay, it's come through every different social media, and we've talked about it, and we've texted, and we've called, and we've cajoled, we've all these things. Therefore, he knows that people know, so he can say these things now. He knew that people were not prepared to hear that 4 years ago, or seven. Yeah. Okay, yeah, and so he's by the power of the cross, Jesus led them as prisoners in a procession of triumph. Mm-hmm. Look at what's happening with. Who was it? She was Diddy's girlfriend. She just was speaking the other day. I don't even remember her name. Jennifer Lopez. She's now considered just, you know, vile by so many, not everybody, but so many people realize. And Beyonce, this whole thing this week was Beyonce. That went viral. Everybody doing this dance, but they're all realizing that she's part of this evil system. Years ago, I told that, oh my goodness, you would have thought the world had come to an end when I said something bad about Beyonce. Oh my gosh, I got really, people came down on me with everything but now they realize it. It's common knowledge. They're his prisoners now. They can't walk the streets anymore. We've seen it. How cool is that? This verse, okay, we're on number 9. Y'all ready? Everything makes pretty good sense, huh? Some of these next chapters are going to be a lot more complicated, but that's okay. So this one is really a beautiful one to help us lay that groundwork that we're going to win because he is the victor. Number 9, this verse is a part of a vision that John had in which he saw war between a woman riding on a beast, which is the satanic forces on earth and their minions, and the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ and his followers. What is absolutely inevitable? And who is fighting alongside Christ? Go, Tammy.
Together they will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are chosen and faithful.
Amen. That's us.
That's us.
That's us. We are the chosen and faithful. We are fighting. Can you imagine, girls and boys, I've taught kids so long. Y'all are my kids, right? Girls and boys, do you realize the blessing that you are getting to fight in the battle of Armageddon? Do you pinch yourself? The Lord chose you to fight in the battle of Armageddon. How amazing is that? What an honor. You are the chosen and faithful fighting against these satanic forces. And we're taking them. We're taking them, and they're going to be gone. Awesome. Love it. All right. So anybody has another thought on it, just put it in the chat and I will read it. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Marge. We all have learned about the trafficking and it just was too shocking, but now we can't stop fighting. Exactly. Yes. The King of Kings chose us, Songbird. All right. Number 10. This verse is a reminder that we are all chosen by God to be his treasure and to serve him. We are called by a spiritual to be a spiritual nation set apart for God's purposes. As his chosen people, we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are his very own and very I'm sorry, we are his very own and have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's take this opportunity to thank the Lord for this indescribable gift. Go ahead.
First Peter 2, but you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world.
Amen.
Broadcast.
Amen. That's right. Right. That's
Amen.
what we're doing on this broadcast. I'm so thankful that we can do this. So yeah, who knew that we were going to have the ability to do such a thing as this? It's just amazing. The Lord knew. The Lord knew. All right. So does anyone have any thoughts that they wanted to shout out about that? Interceders, prayer warriors. Yes. And Koala Bear says inevitable. The evil ones will lose and be conquered. Yes. We are, and it's and I, you know what is so amazing? It's the righteous are fighting alongside him, not necessarily the Christians, because so many of the Christians have been brainwashed into not being part of this army, and they've been pushed down in the churches and directed like sheep. No, we're going to talk about this. And this is what's so great here is we have the freedom here to speak on this platform, and they can't, we've been kicked off a lot of platforms, but we can speak right here, thankfully. Thank you, Rumble, that we can speak right here on Rumble. They do a great job. And now on X, we can speak the truth. And this is what I would have expected the church to be part of this battle, but really it has in the church has been too is too highly controlled, unfortunately. And so they're not able to do it in the outward church. But people who are the righteous are rising up all over the world. And some of these people might not even really profess Christ, but they want righteousness on the earth. And I'm just so thankful for everyone who's fighting against the evil doers. We need everybody, all hands on deck. All right, that we are his chosen treasure, redeemed for this very thing. And out of that darkness, remember I was saying that, out of that kingdom of darkness, no more is the earth going to be the kingdom of darkness. We're translated into the kingdom of Christ, into his marvelous light. Right? I love that. And you are his very own. It's amazing. So now, very soon, we're going to have it, literally everyone will know the Lord on earth. How amazing will that be? And follow him. No more evil on the earth. Satan, the beast, and the false prophet will be cast into the pit for 1,000 years. They'll never come out. Satan comes out for a little while, but we'll talk about that when we get to Gog and Magog, because that's after the 1,000 years of peace, and that's when death is conquered finally. All right, number 11. This passage, okay. Uh-oh, I've got some more. Let me see if there's any questions over here. Does anybody have a question? I don't know if anyone had. Okay, my pastor always taught the millennial age is for teaching the truth of God's word. So thankful it is upon us. Yeah, it's really. Thank you, P. Tenney. It's going to be interesting to see how this works. Someone asked me, "Well, once the kingdom starts, then what are you going to do?" I'm like, I don't know exactly. I didn't know what was going to be fighting in this battle, right? None of us knew. 8 years ago, we knew we were fighting for our country, but we didn't know exactly, what we were going to be doing. And now Yeah, imagine we're gonna fix everything that they broke. They broke it, and we're gonna fix it, and we're gonna make it beautiful. And just imagine all the people who, and that's why we're here doing this study. We're doing this study so that you guys really become steeped in the word, really know this backwards and forwards. This is why I wanted you guys to get the study guide and write it down for yourself. Write the answers down for yourself so that you have it locked into your mind so that you can then take this knowledge and get it to the other people once they're awake. That's why, Tammy knows. I've been like, we gotta go. We gotta get this done because the kingdom is upon us. We're fixing to get into the kingdom, and everybody's got to be ready. And that's why I'm just like, constantly. I feel like I'm just like, go. All right, so that's a beautiful thing. All right, number 11. This passage is from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, and it describes the blessings that God will bestow on His people. Many Christians believe this passage refers, to the spiritual blessings that believers receive through faith in Christ. What does our future look like, patriots?
It looks like you will be called priest of Yahweh and called the ministers of our God. You will feast on the wealth of nations and revel in their riches.
How about that? What do you think about that, you guys? How
Yes.
about that? You will feast on the wealth of nations and revel in their riches. How about that? Is that, that's not taught in the church. It's not taught, someone, at least the churches I've been to, it's like always talking about, how to have a happy life or how to, have a happy marriage, which I love. Y'all know I'm so happy to have a happy marriage with Mr. Wonderful. I'm very thankful for that. I'm very happy to have a happy day. I'm a happy person. I'm very thankful for that. But there's more to our role than just making a happy day. Our role as the church is to fight for righteousness and to have His kingdom come, His will be done, to take the kingdom by force. And so, this is our role. Here we are, that we will in the millennial kingdom revel, feast on the wealth of the nations and revel in their riches. What do you think about that? Somebody tell me what you think. The remnants are sewn together and stronger than any material. We have no worries. Amen. So yeah, rebuilding. There's so much rebuilding. I think we'll all have plenty of work to do. Oh, exactly, Chris and D. Yes, the weave. unbelievable blessing. We'll have everything we need and get to be leaders with Christ. Absolutely. Revel in these riches. So it's money is not even, how we've had to spend so much time on, oh, how do we save money on this? Or how do we have so, it, that won't be the, that our thoughts won't constantly be on how to save a nickel. Really. We'll just, and or how to fight for our health, right? It will just, we'll revel in all these riches. We'll just be able to relax and enjoy life. And have the things. And remember how President Trump's talked about this with McKinley? He says they, because of the tariffs, they had so much, they had to make a commission to figure out how to spend all the money. It says that the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Where's this? In Isaiah 65? Is that Isaiah 65? The grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. What does that mean? That means your bank account will grow faster than you can even spend it. That sounds crazy. Anyway, this is what our future is, so it's going to be wonderful. So, but don't worry. We're going to have everything. No more of these worries. Praise Jesus. The wealth and the riches of the wicked will be seized and returned to the righteous. Yes, we can use it and to help others who need knowledge and understanding of health and wealth and peace. Yes, RL newbie. Yep, this is what it's going to be for everyone. And then just to have, I think about in our community, there's so much need, and we live in a very poor community, we look at all the, there's just so, it's just where do you start? There's so much that needs to be done, that people need to have the things, a better situation, better living conditions. So that'll keep us busy for a while. So, and then as Elon's talked about, it's life is more than just fixing one terrible problem after another. It's about, doing things that are in, that inspire us. Yes. I have some things I want to talk about that, but I can't really talk about it yet. But yeah, it's just about this whole, so many things that will be a part of. All right, number 12. This passage is a part of the book of Revelation in the New Testament and describes John's vision of a multitude of angels worshiping Jesus Christ. Imagine and try to put into words what the earth will be like when the satanic forces are gone and everyone worships Christ. Let me move this down just a little bit, Tammy, so it doesn't hurt your eyes. All right.
Oh, then I look.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me see. I'm still struggling. Okay, now go.
Okay, I got the book.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Then I looked and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They sang in a mighty chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And as I watched, all of them were singing with thunderous voices, "Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive great power and might, wealth and wisdom and honor, glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, in the underworld and on the sea, all that lives, singing these words, "Blessing, honor, glory, and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever."
Amen. 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 This is our future, you guys. This is our future. Everyone at peace. That says they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. No more nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. That's Isaiah, I think, chapter 1. No more wars. Everyone will have wealth and wisdom. Everyone will have just all these blessings that he's poured out upon us. This is the picture of Aquarius. Right now we're experiencing, you know, health to some extent. You know, I praise the Lord that my dear friend who was experiencing unbelievable bleeding, then she had bipolar, then she had gallbladder, and the Lord is one after another showing us how to get her health back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you haven't seen some of these things, go to my health channel, freedomforce.live/health, or just go look at the links. It's amazing. Many of these things you can get over the counter. They're just right there. Just easy. They're not, none of them are prescriptions. None of them. But most of these things you can just get easily at your grocery store or whatever. It's amazing what we have been able to do. And some of these things you never heard of, but they were open source. Now we're sharing them together with each other. We're going to have health. We'll have the wealth. We'll have peace. It'll just be, after all that we've been through, it's hard to even imagine. And no more deception. No more deception. And it's all poured out like Aquarius pours out these blessings on us, like the man with the water pot, right? It's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing. So, yes, hallelujah. I can't wait for peace, prosperity, health, and unity. Oh, that little thing. How about that one? The world will be unified. All your family members, you'll all be restored. How about that? And you've probably experienced it. Has everybody experienced it with one person or another? That at some point, someone woke up, and all of a sudden, you were restored. Maybe not everybody. You're probably still having problems with some people in your world that are like still brainwashed or whatever. But some people have awakened, and all of a sudden, you're reconnected. And that happened that quick, right? It's going to be beautiful. Thank you so much, Nahum Good 70. Melissa, we love and pray for you daily. Yes, thank you. Yes, I do. I know that NLT is everything's been edited. That's why I always say I compare different versions. If you look at it now, you'll see I've got sometimes NKJV and, you know, New King James. I do, you know, a variety of different versions so that I can really get the scope of it. So yeah, I agree. We've got to be very careful. But they were not able to manipulate the Bible as much as they wanted to, because it would have been way, way too obvious. So it's in there. The thing they were able to do mostly is to get people where they don't read the word. That's the biggest thing that they've done. Most people, like the lady we were talking about before, the 91-year-old who's here, hello, ma'am. You know, the people back in her day, they all knew the word. They all, and they, because they were reading the word, reading the word, reading the word. It was in the schools, it was in the churches, reading the word. Even now in the churches, we don't read the word like we did before. You know, and that's the biggest thing that they've done is they've gotten people where they don't know the word. All right. Now, so I have so many things coming on over here, but let me see. Yes, I know. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It's all these barriers that have kept us apart from each other, and the disinformation is so much still. All of that is going to just disappear. It'll evaporate, and then you'll be unified. And it's for God's own reasons that He's allowed that. And really, I believe it's to keep us safe. Okay? If everyone was awake, they would probably push a nuclear button and end it all. Okay? So this is all part of His plan. If you remember, and we're going to get to Revelation 14, not today, but another day, that's where it talks about the 144,000. And that's not an exact number, of course. It's a symbolic number. But it's a small percentage of humanity that are awake and fighting in this battle. And that's for a very good reason. That was his eternal plan. So don't just trust the plan, right? Number 13. This passage is part of the book of Daniel in the Old Testament and describes Daniel's vision of a heavenly court where God sits in judgment over the nations. One day, every man, woman, and child will stand before the white throne judgment. How does this impact your view of humanity and your daily life? Go ahead.
A river of fire flowed from his presence. Thousands upon thousands served him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was convened and the books were opened. Amen.
Yes. Imagine.
Judge the wicked.
Yes, absolutely. And so, yeah, all these books being opened. I think that, at the end, after Gog and Magog, after heaven and earth merge, there will be this judgment where some are judged because of the things that they've done, and there'll be rewards handed out based upon, the jobs that different people have done. You know, think of people like JFK. Let's use him as an example. You know, he'll be rewarded greatly because he stood up alone against the evildoers, right? So, and I think his nephew, Robert Kennedy Jr., is cut out of that same cloth. He has stood up against the evil, and they'll be greatly, greatly rewarded. I love the other day. Did you hear him say, and I posted this video, that he prays every day for 30 minutes. He prayed that the Lord would put him in a position where he could stop the chronic disease from Americans. What an amazing prayer.
19 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful that he's getting up and praying that he can help humanity. This is having that same mind in us that's in Christ Jesus. That he would, that the Lord would put him in a position so he could bless the people. Amazing. Isn't that beautiful? Just brings tears to your eyes. I just love that. So that's, that's what we're seeing. And he's going to be greatly rewarded. Greatly rewarded. He's not in it for the rewards. The ones who are not in it for the rewards are the ones who get the most rewards. He's just doing it, and he's taking all this guff. And the way that you know it, yes, Marge, 19 years of prayer, love that. And the people would just hooped and hollered. They just loved it. And the way you know is because he's doing it, and he's willing to take all the guff. Like our wonderful president. He clearly loves America. He says you can't be the president of America if you don't love Americans. Duh. Anyway, not anymore. You can't. Maybe in the past you were, but you not a real president. All right. So yes, this beautiful river of fire, and everyone's serving the Lord in the sense of serving Him, that serving humanity. What Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing to serve humanity is serving the Lord to help to make sure everyone has their health. So beautiful, beautiful. And that's why I love, definitely, like I said, go and check out my freedomforce.live/health page. I have gotten to be friends with Carrie Rivera, who's helping someone, and she's taken so much guff. She's helped to save these children from autism. She's helping people get rescued from Alzheimer's. Amazing. Helping to restore your leaky gut. go and check out her channel, her page over on the health page. I've gotten to be friends with Mike Adams, who's made sure that people have healthy food. I've got information there. It's just a beautiful thing to connect with people who are, and he's been banned off of all these channels, and he just keeps in there fighting it. Just thank you so much, Lord, for all these wonderful people. Those wonderful people who do the detox, they can't sell their goods on other places. So that's why I put them on my channel, because it, like Mike Lindell, how he's fought and fought and fought. These people have proven themselves to be, such fighters, and they will be greatly rewarded. Number 14, this passage is a part of a vision that Daniel had, in which he saw four beasts with which represent four kingdoms. The Son of Man is a figure who represents the people of God and is given authority over all nations. What does this passage tell us about the inevitability of Christ's kingdom on earth?
Daniel 7:13, as I continued to watch this vision of the night, I suddenly saw one like a Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed.
That's where we are, you guys. On the timeline of history, you are the blessed of the Lord to live in this day to see his kingdom come. His rule will be forever. It will never be destroyed. How awesome is that? That's just like, sometimes you just take it for granted. But we are living in this day, and this is the end of this evil. We're living to see the end of evil on the earth. It's been going on for thousands of years, and we are at the door. I'm telling you. He approached the Ancient of Days, was led into his presence. He was given authority and honor and sovereignty over all the nations. And
nothing can stop what is
coming. No, exactly. That's why nothing can stop what is coming. Thank you. Nothing. Every race, every nation, every language would obey him. This is not just America. This is the sale. And actually, Don Jr. just put that out. He says it's not just saving America, it's saving the world. He just put that out the other day. Yeah, I'm sure you saw it, Tammy, because I posted it on my show. Right? It's coming out from every angle, and over all the nations, his kingdom will never be destroyed. Awesome. All right, I'm going to go over here on the chat and see if anyone has any questions or thoughts. Yes, it is Dusty Cat. It's hard to see a new RL newbie when people they take the jab or do things that are harmful to themselves. They don't even realize the Lord is rescuing even the ones who are brainwashed. Praise the Lord. Right. We've all been brainwashed. We've all been in that situation where we were doing something we didn't realize was wrong or bad for us. And Jesus will be the King of all the nations. Yes. All the nations. Awesome. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad you're here too, Marge. Yes. We've been given the gift of each other. Yeah. On this channel. And many others. Let's support each other. Yes. I'm so glad that we are. I don't know. Y'all, let's just be honest. It's hard to, to find that camaraderie in our towns. It's hard. I'm so thankful that we've had the social media, because it's really kept us from being, lonely. We've had each other. I'm so thankful. The Lord, he's so gracious. He made this because he knew that it was going to be tough when we stood up against these lies, that not everybody was going to be cheering about that and happy about it. So I'm very, very, very thankful. Yes. All right. I think that's everything. Let's see. Could we wait for a reveal until that threat level is lowered? I don't know what that's about. I guess I missed part of the conversation, Coast Rider. Okay. This is the first chapter. Okay. So the bottom line, let me scroll back up to the top. Okay. Last week, as you know, we did the one on the outline. Now we've started to do our deep dives into what is the groundwork of where we're headed. And clearly this chapter was about that our Lord Jesus is the victor. We're going to win. There's no doubt about it. And since our Lord Jesus entered the scene, the kingdom of Christ has been advancing, advancing, advancing. So now that many are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Christ. And so this is why he told us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because that is going to happen. That is inevitable. It's going to happen. And he is the one who's worthy to do it. We see clear evidence that he's doing it, and we're gonna see his kingdom come. All right, is there anything else? Is there anything else that you guys had thoughts on or questions on? Yeah, I'll be in the chat for just a few more minutes, and then we can jump in. So don't forget to do your next chapter. I think the next chapter is going to be, let me look real quick, because
waiting on a Messiah.
Okay, is that the next one? Okay, all right. Yes. That's kind of what we were talking about before. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that one's going to actually be a fairly short one. So maybe go ahead and do a couple chapters. That one's fairly easy. Oh, actually, you know what? That one's the one included in that one is the prophecies of the Nebuchadnezzar statue and the four beasts. Okay? The four beasts. Yeah, so that one is going to be... Yeah, that one's going to be those two in the book of Daniel. So start now. That is going to take a little time to really soak that in, to really understand that, okay? To really understand those two prophecies and how they are, you know, basically pointing us to the timeline that we're down to the toes and the Nebuchadnezzar statue. You'll see that when you study it. And then we're on the fourth beast. But there's no more beasts after that. And there's no more body parts after the toes, so we know that we are at that verge, at that point. It's the Lord's given us so many different ways so that we know that this is the day. And just like I was saying before, this is the beautiful sign of the Son of Man that He gave us in the heavens, so that we know that this is the day. All right, I think that's everything. All right, let me see. I love you guys. We're gonna pray. We're going to pray and then we're going to jet out. And yeah, like I said, I'll be in the chat for a little while in case anyone has a question. But maybe join with us next week if you want to. Be brave. And you don't have to show your face if you don't want to. If you want to, just come on and hang out with us. All right. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you're the victor. You're the king of the world. We cannot wait until every knee bows and every tongue confesses it. We cannot wait till these evildoers are out. We're so thankful, though, that you have set us here in this timeline of history, and to be a part of what you are doing. We're just so, so blessed, so thankful. And thank you for these amazing blessings that are coming that we won't even be able to contain. You'll open a window and pour out blessings we can't even contain, like that beautiful water pot of wealth and health and peace and unity, of just knowledge that you poured out on this knowledge that sometimes was hard to take, but we now are glad that we know the truth at least, so that we can protect ourselves and our families and our neighbors. Thank you for these brave ones who've stood up and have been in this fight for so long and have been willing to put themselves in these terrible, risky positions, like our wonderful president and RFK. And we just pray that you just continue to strengthen them and guide them so that we can be set free from all these things. We pray for all the military. We don't know exactly what the timeline is for them to be called out to do these military operations, but we just pray that you'll protect them and strengthen them. And those who have done evil, we pray that everything that they do will just expose them more and that they'll be stopped. We pray for this election. Lord, we put it all completely in your hands. We know that a lot of this is just to expose them, and we're prepared for whatever happens. We trust that this is all part of your plan, and that you are the victor. So we don't have to worry at all. This is the day that you are going to cast them out. We praise you that you are the one. You are worthy to do this. We don't have to cry because we know you are worthy to do it. We praise you and thank you and love you. In your great name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'll be on the chat for a little bit longer, and I guess that's it. I guess that's it. I love you guys. I will talk to you. Thank you, Tammy, for helping me. We'll talk to you later.